German politicians have roundly criticized United States President Donald Trump. It comes after Chancellor Angela Merkel originally warned world leaders that Europe could no longer rely on the United States and Britain. A day after proclaiming Europe should take care of itself, German Chancellor Angela Merkel remains unapologetic. In comments about the recent G7 meeting, Ms. Merkel says it is good that members do not try to hide their differences, even if it means failing to reach a resolution. But she says it only strengthens her resolve.
Die letzten Tage haben mir jedoch auch gezeigt.
But the last few days showed me that the days where we could completely rely on others are over. We are and will remain close partners. Germany is, of course, a close partner of the United States. We are and will stay convinced transatlanticists, but we also know that we Europeans really have to take our destiny into our own hands. That we Europeans have our destiny in our own hands and that we do this together, for Europe and for our values and interests.
Und für unsere Werte und Interessen.
Some of the German leader's compatriots have echoed those remarks. German Foreign Minister Sigmar Gabriel says the United States' decision to put its own interests first is diminishing its global influence. He says it is Europe's job to fill the gap.
Es ist nicht einfach nur so mal ein missglückter G7-Gipfel, den wir da erlebt haben.
It is not just a failed G7 summit that we saw here. It is, unfortunately, a signal of a change of the balance of power in the world. My firm conviction is that we as Europeans must become stronger and do everything to bring back the United States of America one day to this idea of the West. So that the West does not become weaker and smaller and lose influence, Europe must commit itself more strongly to its role in the world.
Relations between the United States and Germany have become increasingly strained, in contrast to the warm relationship with former United States President Barack Obama. Some analysts have speculated, though, that the Chancellor's comments are an attempt to woo voter support with an election just months away. British Home Secretary Amber Rudd has dismissed the notion that it is the end of the relationship between Britain and the rest of Europe. She says their bond is strong enough even to weather Britain's exit from the European Union.
Well, I think that as we continue with begin the negotiations about leaving the EU, we will be able to reassure Germany and other European countries that we are going to be a strong partner to them, strong partner in defence, in security, and we hope in trade. We can reassure Mrs. Merkel that we want to have a deep and special partnership so that we can continue to maintain European-wide security to keep us all safe from the terrorists abroad and that are trying to be nurtured in our country.
On a visit to Australia, US Senator John McCain has told the ABC he tentatively backs some of the criticism of US President Donald Trump. Senator McCain admits he sometimes feels nervous, but he has rejected suggestions that Mr. Trump is not keeping the standards high.
I believe that if you are looking at the standard of what actually happens versus what is said, then I'll be glad to compare Donald Trump to Barack Obama, including the latest. When chemical weapons were used and we saw these dead children, at least we launched cruise missile strikes in retaliation. So, again, I think we've got a strong national security team. I have disagreed with the president on many times and very vocally. But to somehow our European friends think that things were fine over the past 8 years, then they have a very different view of history than I do.
Back on U.S. soil, President Trump is facing a storm of his own as an investigation into links between his election campaign and Russia begins. Mr. Trump's son-in-law, White House advisor Jared Kushner, is facing questions over his links to Russia. And former FBI Director James Comey is expected to testify before the U.S. Congress regarding the investigation. The administration's budget has also been picked apart over its cuts to social safety net programs.